Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Thursday, the 28th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Over the last 2 weeks, more contrarian investors have been telling me that they have recently put money at work in Chinese equities. Well, I told them about all these skeptical comments that I received in response to my recent TV interview with the soundbite, Chinese equities not looking so bad. And these investors said that's yet another piece of anecdotal evidence to support their decision. Now, of course, the story about Chinese equities is very different from the Goldilocks thesis in Japan and US equities, our two most preferred regions. The biggest difference, as we discussed in the podcast a few months ago, is the health of the property markets, which has direct trickle-down wealth effect and consumption. The US property markets remain resilient. Japan properties is recovering from its suffering since the late 1990s. But the adjustment in China's real estate sector is not over yet. Contraction in home sales is likely to happen for the fourth year in a row, and the property sector remains an underweight sector within China. Now, in January and February this year, housing floor space sold dropped by about 30% year on year. Home sales will likely remain weak as households hesitate to purchase properties amidst ongoing price deflation. The proceeds generated by home sales, which constitute the primary source, roughly about 50%, of financing for real estate developers, they are falling. As a result, funding for developers continues to shrink. Now, in turn, funding shortages suppress developers' housing starts and completions. Housing completions have recently relapsed after an improvement last year. Now, that rebound was due to the 1.88 trillion RMB in financing arranged by the government to ensure the delivery of pre-sold units. Now, there is another similar funding plan this year to provide 200 billion RMB to enable selected developers to finish their incomplete projects. But this amount is small, just about one-tenth of the previous funding to generate another rebound in housing completions. Thus, many investors in China continue to prefer the safer subset in state-owned enterprises, SOEs, with their implicit government support, stable businesses, and the generally higher dividend that these companies offer. Moreover, as we have been highlighting in previous podcasts, the government is encouraging the SOE management to boost the market capitalization, putting this as one of the management's KPI. So we believe high dividend SOEs is a relatively solid option to gain exposure to beaten down Chinese equities. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.